Joining us now is Flora. Welcome, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
You were listening in on that conversation?
I was listening in, and this is on topic, the pick of the week this week. At least follows pretty well. More fascinating undersea news, this time about humpback whales.
She talked about the beluga whale.
Right.
You're talking about the humpback whale.
Right, right. The humpback is slightly different. It's a very aggressive predator, apparently, in all oceans. And so that means that it has to come up with tricks to catch fish, or at least that's how Dave Wiley, a whale biologist, described it.
You're listening to Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow with Flora Lichtman, our multimedia editor, talking about humpback whales. And you've shown what it's like in the day in the life of the scientist, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, people say science is not, like, glorious, but... But a day in the life of Dave Wiley seems pretty good to me. I mean, he showed us video of whale tagging expeditions.
They tag the whales.
Yeah, so they go on these little rib boats, these little motor boats in the ocean, and they've got, you know, 14-foot poles or so, and they smack on the back of the whale, or they would say, you know, lightly tap, these tags that allow them to see what the whale is kind of doing underwater. It's not video, but it's position in space, and it has microphones on it, underwater
right.
microphones. And what they were really interested in this latest study that they published in the journal Behavior, is how humpback whales catch fish using bubbles.
Bubbles. They catch fish with bubbles.
It's so surprising to me. It's called it's called bubble net feeding.
They make a net out of bubbles.
Yes.
Basically.
So apparently, and people, according to Wiley, known this for decades, but these humpback whales encircle schools of fish, blowing bubbles around them, and the fish won't pass through this wall of bubbles, and the bubbles can get as big as volleyballs.
The whales are acting as a team then.
It's usually one whale, but there is some cooperation,
right.
But they do sort of this spiral motion.
And so it sort of confuses the fish, or they don't know how to get out of the
they
wall of bubbles?
Exactly. They don't pass through. They just stop. And then the humpback whale comes down and then up through the sort of cylinder with its mouth open.
And it's got a big mouth.
Big mouth. Carload of water it can take in.
And scoops up the whole bunch of fish at once.
Right.
Wow.
That is bubble net feeding.
And if you go to our website at sciencefriday.com, it's our video pick of the week, and Flora's got it up there. You can watch it. You can also download it on your iPod to watch it there on your iPhone. And it's this huge whoosh of water.
Yeah, if you're a whaleophile, this is a good video for you because there is a lot of cool footage from these whale biologists of them coming out of the water. I mean, also, you know, it's kind of an amazing thing that they're this nimble. This is a 50-foot-long animal.
Right.
For it to be able to sort of spin like that is kind of remarkable. And what they did is showed underwater what these whales are doing using these sort of fancy tags and custom visualization software.
I thought it was interesting how they technologically figured out how to get the tag on the whale. It's not with a hook or anything.
Suction cups.
They have suction guns. So
they
when they smack
darts,
the whale.
You know, like those dart guns with the suction.
Oh, you mean like we used to have a bow and arrow with a suction cup on the
exactly.
end?
Exactly.
So they have a long pole with a suction cup on the end.
Right, but there's all this timing involved. It's, you know, when the whale back is exposed. And you actually see in this video sort of someone coaching a new whale tagger through the process. Like, wait for it. Now.
And then they also create a visual computer-generated sequence of what's going on underwater that you can't see, but they created that for you.
Yeah, that is, I think, kind of the other part of this science that's really impressive. You can, because of this software, you can actually kind of see what the whale would be doing. It's like an animation of a whale underwater, and you can hear the sounds that they're hearing. So you can actually hear kind of the trickle of the bubbles.
Yeah, do we have trickle of the bubbles there?
We do on our website.
On our website. Go to the website. It's all up there. No trickle on the radio. Our website at sciencefriday.com, and you can watch the video. It's really interesting. If you like whales, you like to watch how they make this wall of bubbles. One whale can catch a whole school of fish.
They can catch a big mouthful. And here's a one fun fact I want to leave people with because this blew my mind. Whales apparently are right-handed, most of them, in the same proportion as humans. And so the direction that they turn in this spiral bubble-making net sequence is their handedness. So they've never seen a left-handed whale make a bubble net, but I'm sure they will keep looking.
9%.
Yeah, exactly. It's a small sample size.
That's right. They're not fish. They sort of have fans. I mean, that's terrific. Our video pick of the week is up there on our website. You watch the whales catching fish with a bubble net. Flora Lichtman, our video pick of the week. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Our program senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Antaliata, Catherine Wells, Alessio Bayak. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Our intern is Ian Chant. Neil Rausch, our technical director, spinning the dials here in New York. If you missed any part of our program today, go to our website at sciencefriday.com. Also, we'll be having it up there in a few hours on iTunes. And you can subscribe to our podcasts, audio and video. You can see Flora's podcast in video. And you can take Science Friday along with you, if you'd rather. Download it that way on your iPhone and your Android app. And join our discussion online at sciencefriday.com and on Facebook. Have a safe 4th of July. I'm Ira Flato in New York.